We are with a mission, small mission called International Messengers, based out of Iowa. And it's a mission that is a little unique. We don't only just send Westerners from the U.S. or Canada, but a missionary unit, like Naomi and I, would be two units. We have about 50 units in Poland. And well over half of those 50 units are Polish nationals, being able to do the church work and stuff like that. We're in church watering, working alongside a Polish national church in the Polish language, doing anything and everything. And you'll see some in a short video that will communicate a lot. We've raised four kids there, and they've all gone through the Polish school system and done very well. And now they're all adults, and only two of them are left with us in Poland, but two are here in the States and with their respective families. I'm going to show a video. Obviously, pictures show can communicate a lot. As you know, there's a war still going on in Ukraine. Russia, with no prerogatives of anything from Ukraine, has attacked. And although the media does not really communicate a whole lot, there's still destruction, still loss of lives, still quality of lives being ruined. And we were very much affected this last year as millions of refugees from Ukraine poured into Poland. Now, you have to understand, Ukraine is basically between Russia to their east and Poland to their left, to their west. And so it's very easy to flee the war and go west, and Poland would be one of the first major spots. Other countries also led to Romania, Hungary, Czech, Slovakia, as well as many others, and quite a few to the States. So when they came, it was only women and children. The men from 18 up to age 60 could not leave the country. They had to contribute somehow in the war effort. And so we were dealing with the Ukrainian refugees, the mothers, the children. They come with whatever they can carry. So finding housing, finding jobs. And so we were very much involved in that. We had Ukrainians in our church. Very typical for Eastern European church is you have guest rooms. And so all our guest rooms filled up with Ukrainian refugees. Once those filled up, Naomi and I started opening up our home. We had refugees come in temporarily, like they were working their way to other parts of Europe. But they needed to come in and arrange transportation and just get documentation, because once you're in Poland, you're in the Schengen European freement of movement, so there's no borders, and they'd be with us in here from 2 to 5 days. But eventually, we had a mother and come with us and live with us for about 6 months, and quite a unique situation, because Polish to Ukraine, we can speak and communicate about 70% of vocabulary and everything. But Polish to Russian, that's only about 35%. And she was from the Russian corridor and Russian mindset. And we had quite a fun, a lot of Google Translate using and everything. But it was a great opportunity to share with them. And then we just kind of, the video will show just ministry we did with the Ukrainian refugees. Anything from summer camps to VBS to package distribution, Christmas packages. You've heard of Samaritan Purse and Operation Christmas Child. They no longer operate in Poland because they determined Poland is too rich for that. But thankfully, we have a church in Holland that organized packages and sent them to us, and we distributed them amongst the Ukrainian refugee kids and other ministries as well. And just like I said, we're John and Senior times to help us with our church building. It's been under construction since a century ago, 1994. We make progress slowly but surely. A lot of it happened, progress happened with COVID, but it's still not done. And there's some few updates. If you've seen any pictures from what they've shared, they should definitely look different. And then many people know our family. And so there's a few pictures of our kids and at the very end. So we can go ahead and share there. That's not Poland. That's not Ukraine either.
Last year, tens of thousands of Ukrainians poured into Przemyśl every day, cramming into trains that carried them across the frontier. Many had spent days on the road with little food, drink, or shelter in new arrivals.
After the war began, Poland welcomed Ukrainians fleeing the war and treated them as guests.
Всім добрий вечір.
Президент тут. Всі ми тут. Наші військові тут. Громадяни суспільства тут. Всі ми тут. Захищаємо нашу незалежність, нашу державу. І так буде і далі. Слава нашим захисникам, слава нашим захисницям. Слава Україні!
Слава!
Thank you.
little bit. When the Ukrainian war broke out, you know, we were all just doing our regular ministry and things in Poland, and suddenly just floods of people coming in, just literally, on trains into the train station, and we get calls, somebody's there that doesn't have anywhere to go. And so there was just a lot of that. It was very overwhelming. But when finally, after a couple months, things got settled down, the initial wave that came had places to stay and food and things. We started thinking as a church how we could be reaching out to these people. And one big felt need was the Polish language, because they didn't know how long they would be there and they were going to need to get work. And as Mark mentioned, Ukrainian is similar to Polish, but it's different enough that you're not going to get a good job or a job if you can't really communicate. And so we started offering Polish lessons at our church, along with Sunday school and youth group. And so the women could come and bring their kids and drop them off and learn Polish. And that was very popular, drew people from all over the town. And so that went on for throughout the spring. And then when summer began and school ended, that ended. But we had been blessed with a lot of Americans and Europeans had sent money that we were able to use